Northeast. Summer is almost here and outdoor swimming pools are preparing to open across the Northeast, offering a refreshing escape from the heat and a chance to make memories with family and friends. Hudson Bay. The town of Hudson Bay is busy constructing their new outdoor swimming pool. Construction started last year and continues as plans are to have the swimming pool open July 1. Chief Administrative Officer Teresa Parkman said hopes that construction proceeds with no major hiccups to keep the timeline on schedule. Parkman said they just hired their pool staff and are short again for the summer. Currently, they have the pool manager, assistant manager who both can teach lessons and two lifeguards. They also have two other lifeguards that are on a sublist. If anyone is interested in becoming a lifeguard, they can contact the town office in Hudson Bay. Nipawin. The town of Nipawin is busy getting their swimming pool ready and has plans to open it to the public on May 23 to the public. A complete schedule can be found on the Nipawin Parks and Recreation Facebook page. Derek Seckinger, General Manager for Community Services, said they are fully staffed and have returning cashiers. So far they have 12 lifeguards and 3 new hires. This makes for a great season but are always looking for more people to join the pool team, he said. No major renovations were made to the swimming pool but we have many amenities at the pool including beach volleyball, spikeball, and numerous other backyard games to try. Seckinger said some dates to note are swimming lesson registration date on May 24 at 9 a.m. and rental bookings are available online on May 17. This can all be done online here. Tisdale. The town of Tisdale has a tentative date of May 26 for their swimming pool to open. Leslie Thibault, director of Parks and Recreation, said, "We generally like to operate with a manager plus 3 full-time instructor guards, typically post-secondary students. Hiring post-secondary students during May and June allows us to offer lessons to other communities through the day plus be able to offer fun swims, field trips to our students who are still in school. This season we have a manager and 1 full-time instructor guard." In addition to their full-time staff, the town's preference is to hire another 8 to 10 part-time guards, high school students, with it being considered a bonus if a few of them are certified to instruct lessons. This season so far they have 10 part-time guards and currently 3 of them are able to instruct lessons. They also have 3 part-time cashiers. "We would definitely be interested in hiring 1 to 2 more guards if there is interest," said Thibault. You can find all the Tisdale swimming pool information on the RecPlex Aquatic Center Facebook page. Pasquia Park. The Pasquia Regional Park pool has already begun planning for the season. "We upgraded our pool house and installed a new liner in the pool last summer," said Elvira Pompu, general manager for the regional park. The pool house was a lucky recipient of Canada's infrastructure program. They received $130,500 to upgrade the pool change house and installed a new liner last summer. Lesson registration begins May 16 at 9 a.m. on May 16 and 17. This form will be available to fill out and will be good for those 2 days only. It will be first come first served. When the form is submitted, it is instantly received, and an email confirmation will be sent to you once the gatehouse staff have completed your reservation. No phone call reservations will be accepted over those 2 days. The Pasquia Pool said if you have any questions, please feel free to send a direct message on Facebook, or send an email to pasquiaparkpool@gmail.com. Porcupine Plain. Coral Krieger, Community Economic Development Office for the town of Porcupine Plain, said the Larwood Shaw Memorial Pool is still under construction, with an anticipated completion date of late summer or early fall. The pool will not be up and running this year, which means Porcupine Plain residents will have to go elsewhere for lessons again. Anyone wanting more information on progress, fundraising efforts, or future job opportunities can reach out the LSMP board through their Facebook group.